I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. While the Department of Justice has closed the book on Robert Mueller's investigation, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives is ramping up its investigations into the Trump campaign, the president's business, and his inaugural committee. Republicans, on the other hand, are rallying behind the president, who says he's been exonerated. So how will this new narrative affect the politics of the Democrats' agenda? Well, Representative Eric Swalwell is a Democrat representing this part of San Francisco Bay Area in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he's a member of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee. Congressman Swalwell, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on.
What are your thoughts on Attorney General Barr's letter? Do you see Barr's letter as a quote-unquote exoneration that could slow down the House's aggressive investigatory agenda?
I do not. And as you pointed out, this is the Barr opinion, and we want to see the Mueller report. The Barr opinion is 4 pages long, and it describes with just 84 words from Bob Mueller's report an investigation that took almost 2 years, had 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 37 indictments, and 6 guilty pleas. So I imagine there's a lot more that we are not yet seeing, and I don't think we can reach any conclusions until we see all of the underlying conduct that Bob Mueller reviewed.
Well, let's talk about that, Congressman, because on MSNBC yesterday, you said, quote, "I stand by what I said about seeing evidence of collusion. If he," meaning the president, "has a problem with that, he can sue me." Congressman, what evidence is there of that claim?
Well, you have a president who went on stage and said, after the Russians were undermining us and interfering in our campaigns, he said, "Russia, if you're listening, you'll be rewarded if you hack Hillary Clinton's emails." His son took a meeting with the Russians where they offered dirt on Hillary Clinton. His national security advisor, after the president was elected, told the Russians to not retaliate with sanctions and that we would actually ease the sanctions against them. So you see evidence of collusion. I will accept Bob Mueller's findings that that evidence does not reach the proof beyond a reasonable doubt standard, which is the highest standard in the law. But proof beyond a reasonable doubt is not a more likely than not standard. It's much, much higher than that. And so I think we should still be concerned if there's conduct by the president and his team that was a willingness to work with a foreign adversary like the Russians, and we should see all of that.
Congressman, have the Democrats put too much faith in Mueller, or have they relied too much on speculation of collusion versus waiting for the report itself, which I'll remind our listeners once again, none of us have actually seen?
No, we were concerned that the campaign, the transition, and the president were drawing us uncomfortably close to a foreign adversary like Russia. And we just wanted the Mueller report to follow all the evidence. And it did. And so we achieved that. And that's a good thing for the country. Now we need to see what evidence he did find. And again, there's a difference between being a non-colluding criminal, which is all we know Robert Mueller has said about Donald Trump, and whether there is conduct of wrongdoing that the president and his team engaged in with the Russians. And we already know, just from what's been publicly reported and what has ultimately been acknowledged by the Trump team, that they did take actions that most people would consider wrong in their dealings with the Russians.
Congressman, the Democrats and many other folks are pushing for the full Mueller report. A couple questions for you on that. Is that a viable strategy for the public? Is it is it grandstanding for the Democratic Party?
It's important for our national security. So we have on the Intelligence Committee a national security mission to protect against any counterintelligence threats, meaning are there U.S. persons who are compromised by a foreign adversary? We want to see that piece of the Mueller report because, again, we already know that Russian agents were meeting with Trump officials. We want to know what existed that has not been publicly revealed and that we should be concerned about. And then as it relates to obstruction of justice, again, no one in our country is above the law, and the House Judiciary Committee has a role to play to make sure that even if the president's appointed attorney general has cleared him of obstruction of justice, he has not yet been cleared by a constitutionally equal branch of government, the United States Congress. And so the rule of law still has to mean something in our country, and we can only, you know, fully hold the president accountable or clear the president as the attorney general has if we're able to see the full report.
In terms of being able to see the full report, we understand that even if it's made public, there are some portions of it that could be redacted because they were grand jury testimony, they're sensitive, et cetera. But the big question I have, Congressman, is how will Congress make it happen so that the public does see this report? What power does it have to make that happen?
It's going to happen, Tanzina. The president is outnumbered now. 2 years ago, I wouldn't be so confident, but the American people, when they went to the polls in November, voted to put a balance of power on what they saw were a number of abuses of power. And so we have a subpoena power that we didn't have before, and we have a judiciary that will back us up. So the president is outnumbered. It's just a matter of when will we see every word, every sentence, every comma, every period.
You've also appeared on a memo, Congressman, issued Monday by President Trump's re-election campaign as one of six current and former government officials accused by the campaign of making, quote, outlandish, false claims without evidence. Your response to that memo?
The only person who has lied about Russia is Donald Trump. And I challenge Donald Trump, if he thinks I've made false statements, sue me. I'm confident that I'll win. I'm also confident that he won't do it. And you can deduce from that what that means about his relationships with the Russians.
Congressman, we at the top of the show, we basically took a look at how our listeners, how the American public is feeling about the lack of trust in our institutions. That includes us, the media, and of course, you all in Congress and in Washington, and whether trust in our democracy is really strong. And what we're finding is there are not a lot of people who feel that way. Do you think judicial processes are working right now?
I think what we can do to earn the faith of the people we represent is to scrub our government of dirty maps and dirty money. I think that will solve most of the issues, whether it's in the judiciary, in the legislative branch, or the executive branch. If people have faith that their representatives come from districts that are drawn by independent commissions who don't have a stake in the outcome, and that the outside unlimited money that pours into our elections will become transparent, I think we can reach consensus on the issues that the American people want us to reach consensus on, and I think you'll have a better, more responsive government. I think those are the two most important things that we can do, and we can do those quickly. And we did that in H.R. 1, the Voting Rights Act update that we passed. We'd just like to see the Senate take action on it.
Congressman, I've got to ask, you have signaled that you are considering jumping into the 2020 election. You've already been to Iowa. You've been to New Hampshire. Are you going to make it official? Are you running for president, Congressman Swalwell?
I'm very close, Tanzina. I believe that we need to bring the promise of America, which is if you work hard, you do better for yourself, dream bigger for your kids, to all Americans. It worked for me as the first of my family to go to college. I see in too many places it's not working, and the only way to bring it is having an agenda that goes big on the issues we take on, is bold in the way we execute it, and does good, once again, getting rid of dirty money and dirty maps in the way that we govern.
Representative Eric Swalwell is a Democrat representing the San Francisco Bay Area in the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
And that's our show for today. We appreciate you for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, if you have tips for stories, or if you just want to connect with us, tweet us at The Takeaway or give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.